Welcome to the FamVi Podcast. And now, a song brought to you by the artist of the episode.
Welcome to episode one of the FamVi Podcast, where we're going to talk about whatever the hell we want today.
Damn straight.
Yes. With us today, we have Doctor from the Ass Backwards Anime Podcast.
Yes.
We have John Robbins from the Chainsaw Buffet.
Yo.
We have Cloud. And we have Chrome.
Who is silent?
But deadly.
Chrome says wiener. And we have Panda.
Stock. What?
And we have Justin, our tech guy. He doesn't have a mic right now, so yeah. And finally, we have Charlie Sheen.
Yes, it's true. I have done enough cocaine to kill 2.5 men.
Nice.
I thought you killed it when you signed up for 2.5 men.
That's a little of both.
So, I mean, wow, it's episode one. I mean, God, I didn't think I'd actually get this far. I thought I would fail, like, in the pre-recording. But anywho, we have a packed, we have a episode packed full of stuff. We have music with Panda. We might have a cosplay section with Chrome.
Yay.
And we have our main section, which is just a main discussion tonight, which we will be discussing anime you should watch on the Netflix instant queue, and anime you should definitely avoid.
Value your life.
If you value your, goddamn, I hate that word.
Your account, because damn it, they already changed the subscription thing for Netflix, so you have to pay more money for everything. Ah.
What? Well, that's a ripoff.
Really? Oh, goddamn.
So yes, so, if you value your life, don't watch it.
If you value your life, time, and money, don't watch these other series. So anywho, I'm gonna switch it over to Panda, who has your music of the episode.
Okay, I forgot how to say his name. Oh no, I feel bad.
Nobu Uematsu.
Thank you. It's a Japanese video game composer best known for scoring the majority of titles in Final Fantasy series. He is considered as one of the most famous and respected composers in the video game community, Uematsu, a self-taught musician, began playing the piano at the age 11 or 12 with Elton John as his biggest influence. I know, wow. I feel bad for him. That's why I went,
that really explains a lot.
I know.
Yeah. It kind of does.
It really does. Mm-hmm.
It a lot. Okay. Uematsu joined Square, which later became Square Enix, in 1986, where he met Final Fantasy creator Hironobu
Sakaguchi.
Thank you! I can't say Japanese names worth crap.
Sakaguchi.
Thank you! Anyway, yada yada yada, a whole bunch of other stuff. Oh, wait, Black Mages, go up. Okay. The first game Uematsu composed for Square was Genesis in 1985. While working at Square, he met, I'm not going to say his name again, it's too horrible. Yes, thank you. Who asked him if he wanted to create music for some of his games, which Uematsu agreed to. From 1986 to 1987, he created music for a number of games, which did not achieve any success. Aww. Including irregular titles like Alpha, and in 1987, Uematsu and Sakaguchi collaborated on what was originally to be Sakaguchi's last contribution to Square, Final Fantasy, a game that turned out to be a huge success.
One of the odds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk it?
I know, who would have thunk it? Okay, and 2002, fellow Square Enix colleagues, Kenichiro Fukui, I'm not going to say their names, asked Uematsu to join them in forming a rock band that focused on reinterpreting and expanding on Uematsu's compositions. He declined their offer at first because he was too busy with work. However, after agreeing to perform with Fukui and Sugito in a live performance as keyboardist, he decided to join them in making a band. An employee at Square Enix, Mr. I didn't even say that name either.
Type it. We can say it.
Thank you.
Is this like being read off a wiki? I just need to know.
Kind of, but I hate
Matsushita.
Thank you. Chose the name the Black Mages for their band. Okay, keep going down. Blah 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 blah.
It should be like a jazz band or a rap group. No, the Black Mages.
It sounds like a jazz band.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like they probably performed right before Wild Stallion or something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Damn, Bill S. Preston and Ted Theodore Logan.
Yes. Didn't he do the song Closing? I mean,
Closing Time? Yeah, that was
That was Fastball, wasn't it?
That was Fastball.
That was not Fastball. That was actually Matchbox 20.
Oh, wait, that was Matchbox.
No, what's the name of that song? Sign, I think. No, not Sign.
I saw the sign that was Ace of Base.
Yeah, I saw the sun, but that's a different band. Where are we going with this?
Away from the topic?
Yes. Yeah, kind of away from the topic. Okay, anyway. Other things that he's done is other music scores for other video games are from Aliens, Appletown Story, 3D World Runner, Rad Racer.
Yeah!
Yep. JJ, Square's Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
Chrono Trigger, Front Mission, Gun Hazard. There's Blue Dragon. Egg Monster Hero. What the heck?
What?
I'm not going to ask.
I don't know how that never got released here in the States.
I know.
Lost Odyssey, Super Smash Bros. Brawl. This was only one song. It was only one song, though.
Which song?
It was the opening, wasn't it? The big chorus orchestral thing.
Yeah. Makes sense.
And the last story, Lord of Arcana and Lord of Vermillion 2, which he only composed one song for them.
If I remember correctly, he also did the music for Gawain Saga, the anime.
Yeah. It's if you keep going down that, because that was just for video games. He did that too in 2009. Oh.
Didn't he also do the movie for Advent Children as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I already mentioned that he did all the music for Final Fantasy.
Yeah. What was that song? Calling. That was a really good song that he did.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
He also did, in 2011, because of what happened in Japan, he did a album, Play for Japan, the album, with many other musicians. And it turned out to be a good success.
I'm going to jump on a tangent here. Make sure, you know, if you haven't, still donate to Japan. They still need money. Anyway,
yeah, they do.
Yes, they
remember,
do.
Anime fans give back to Japan.
Yep.
We love it.
I think they're doing another event in August.
Yes. Confirmed.
Confirmed by Twitter.
Yep.
Because I was talking to Zach when he tweeted that.
Anime fans get back to Japan. Confirmed for Brawl.
Now, to support Uematsu, they're doing a Distant Worlds in Los Angeles, which is a two-night concert in UCLA in Los Angeles in Royce Hall.
What?
How much are tickets?
Depending on where you're seating.
Expensive? Expensive.
I mean, if you're just sitting in the back on the ground floor, then you're it's about like $98.
Ouch.
But if you're
$98.
Going for my birthday. Anyway, okay, let me read this. Okay, Distant Worlds, music from Final Fantasy comes to LA with conductor Arnie Roth, performed live by the Distant Worlds Philharmonic Orchestra with chorus and soloists. Along with the state-of-the-art HD videos and stills shown on a massive screen, highlighting the game's most memorable sequences. So basically, fans, this is just almost like the Star Wars thing. I don't know if it'll be as good. Hopefully, I can tell you.
It'll still be pretty cool, I bet.
Yeah, it's probably going to be amazing.
Yeah. Something you won't want to miss.
I mean, the Final Fantasy music is award-winning music, so.
Yeah.
Uematsu will be there in attendance, and if you get VIP passes, you will be able to meet him, which is basically all you have to do is buy a ticket near the front.
Yeah.
Which I hopefully plan to do, so.
Dudes, how expensive would that be by the front?
200.
I thought so.
Yep, 200.
Ouch.
Yummy.
Yeah, yummy, 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 yummy.
I got love in my tummy.
Yay! Yay! Anyway, so it's on the 9th and the 8th. Oh, not the 8th. The 9th and the 10th in September. So it's...
Wait, I thought you just said it was August.
No, I said September. Were you not paying attention?
I need a hearing aid.
I think you do.
Maybe.
Friday. It says September 9th.
Well, it's also on September 10th, too.
Mm, well, yeah.
Anyway, next week, listening, I'm done. I'm going to go stock now.
Yay.
Stocking.
Sexual harassment. Panda.
Yay. Rape. Panda.
Good one, Justin.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, Panda, for that really, really informative bit on Nobu Uematsu. I'm actually a really, really big fan of his music. I first heard of his music back in high school when I saw Advent Children, when I got into Final Fantasy.
That makes me feel old as hell. You know, like, I was in high school when I saw Advent Children. Really?
Yeah.
Even in high school? I was way out of college when that movie came out.
I think that was
I was at least in college. I was at least in college. And I know
I don't even know if I was in high school yet when it came out.
Oh, please stop making us feel older.
Jeez.
Yes, please don't.
I'm not doing it on purpose.
So today's main discussion is about the anime you should watch and anime you should definitely avoid on the Netflix instant queue. That is, if you value your lifetime and money. So this is just going to be like a sort of a suggestion thing based on people's opinions. So some of our opinions may differ from some other people's opinions here on the podcast. So
so help them God.
Yeah, so help them God.
You're going to have to ask base God for this.
So who wants to go first? Who wants to suggest a few animes and who wants to warn people away from a few?
I can suggest one.
I'm looking at like a bunch already.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at one right now because I've got this short list like Brotherhood and such.
I have one that's broken down into like different volumes and that is annoying as hell.
I got Fruits Basket on here too and Death Note.
I've got a show that I think everyone needs to see just for the hell of it.
What?
Eden of the East.
That's good.
That
was a good one.
That's on my instant queue right now. I just haven't had time to watch it. Is it good?
It's extremely good.
Really good. Yeah.
If you're to take Memento, and blend it a little bit with Burn Notice.
And that's the Born Identity.
That's pretty much what you get with Eden of the East. It's a spy thriller that features a guy flashing his junk a lot in the first episode.
Why is there a blackjack thing on here?
A blackjack thing?
On the list of anime for streaming via Netflix, it says Blackjack Collection Movie.
Okay.
Okay, so
Blackjack had some movies.
So Eden of the East, you were saying, John?
Yeah, it's really an excellent show. It grabs you right away. We talked a little bit about it on Chainsaw Buffet, but really the part that really grabs you is the fact that he does, you learn fairly early on in the show, he intentionally wipes his own memory. So basically you're brought into it knowing as much as the main character does. And so it's really interesting to kind of sit there and be taken along for the ride as he tries to regain his memories and try and figure out exactly why he took the path that he did.
That actually does sound really good.
Yeah, and it's one of the more interesting shows I've seen over the last couple of years, and that's not, sort of bashing any of the other shows that might have come out, but we're seeing as the world economy sort of shrank, so did the spectrum of anime that was being released. They tended to make shows that they knew would make money, and so a show like Eden of the East really was relatively dicey, although it might not have been considered dicey, 5 or 6 years ago, but it wasn't a sure thing. So it was really nice to see a show like that get made in today's climate.
Yeah.
Also, I'm just going to throw this out there. Street Fighter, the animated movie. There, I said it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I saw that amongst the list, and I was like,
And they've got the uncut version one where you've got the Chun-Li shower scene, so.
Oh,
God, Revolutionary Girl Utena.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yuri, hold the boy. Oh,
no. Okay, I got something for yeah. Now, I can probably talk about one show in particular, which I could talk day long. It's the show we have dubbed Chinese Batman, but I'm not going to talk about that right now.
Oh, gosh.
I call it Chatman.
But I intentionally don't include the ability because that's a spoiler. But what it is interesting is something that's really sad because I'm kind of scanning through the list right now. And for some reason, it seems to be only one part of it, which is a damn shame. And I'm going to be talking about Macross Plus.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
If for those of you who might not know this, I'm a super big mech fan. I love all kinds of robot shows and stuff. Macross specifically is one of the longer running franchises that have had so many problems bringing right over here. I'll save you the details. But Macross Plus,
Farming Eagle.
Yeah, hilarity. Macross Plus specifically, because unfortunately on the Netflix Insta Stream, it only has Volume 1, which is essentially the first two episodes of a 6-part OVA. Is it six or four? I forgot.
Four.
Okay. Thank you. Four. Yeah, it was four. So it's only half of the OVA, sadly. But this one specifically about Macross is that there has been a TV show and an OVA that happened before this, but what's nice about Macross Plus is you really don't need to know any of it, and it's actually a legitimately good, well-done story centered around these characters. Yes, there is a idol, which is kind of the ongoing theme in regards to how music can save the world as the ongoing theme in Macross and pretty much all the other Macross shows that follow this what they talk about. But this one specifically it's very, very well done, beautifully animated. I mean, you can, to this day, if I were to show you Macross Plus, you would not think, wow, you would think this is something that was probably made. Probably not too long ago, but it aged well. It came out in 94. And it's a couple of months and I think close to a year in development for some of those episodes too. So it's a fantastic series, and it's a sad thing that it's only half of it is on here on instant streaming, But if you can find a way to at least get the whole thing, it's well worth your time. Yeah. And it's not just because it's on Netflix. Just watch it regardless. I feel like if you're an anime fan, you have to at least try Macross Plus. Even if you don't even venture into the best of Macross universe. I mean, I'm a big fan of Macross 7. That's probably even below a lot of other people's radars. But you have to at least try this one out.
I saw it once. It was like a long, long time ago. I was in high school. Sorry.
I saw it too. It's really good.
I saw it when I was in high school too, but that was in 1998.
They actually used to show it on Stars. That's actually I saw that on Stars. I also saw Cowboy Bebop the movie, which is a really really good movie.
It is brilliant.
Anyone should watch that movie because
Macross Plus has aired on Stars, Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
A bunch of times, so during the 90s, during like the top aughts, this was pretty much on television a lot of times that you probably didn't know about it.
Mm. And they did the same with Ghost in the Shell, I think, because I've seen the Ghost in the Shell movie on Stars also.
Yeah. Ghost in the Shell is a little bit more well known.
Yeah, it is.
To the at least the common mainstream anime fan. And I mean, Macross, with little is known, but with this probably exception of maybe Macross Frontier right now, not as many people know about at least the early series, and if not even just the original series, probably that if anything they'll more know it because of Robotech.
And one thing that's interesting about Macross Plus is that it predicted the future because Sharon Apple is the Vocaloids, and I'm telling you that Miki Hatsune is here to kill us.
Yes, she is. She's here to come. She's gonna find an abandoned spaceship and control it, and she's gonna kill all of us.
Did you see how many of them there were? So many of them this year.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid. There was like a sea of Mikus.
Be glad you didn't go to the gathering.
Oh, I saw pictures of it.
The whole convention was at the gathering.
Pretty much.
It was too small to host it where they hosted.
So anyway, thank you, Claude, for bringing me to one of my picks that we're going to talk about tonight, which is Ghost in the Shell, which is actually one of my favorite series.
I've been watching that forever.
To pretty much summarize it, if Law and Order, CSI, and Matrix had a freaking foursome with anime. Yeah, this would be the messed up, fucked up baby that you get.
Yeah, but it's brilliant baby.
I mean, this was like one of the best series that I've seen. Like
Matrix.
The dub is amazing. They have like some of the best voices. Like they have freaking Dan Wittenberg. And for some of you who don't know who that is, he's actually the voice of Kakashi from Naruto.
Yeah, and Kurenai, the voice of Kurenai is Major.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also in Vandred.
She's who?
She's in Vandred. She does Jura in Vandred.
She's in a lot of things.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
She actually did a documentary on anime on Netflix like a few years ago, too.
I'm okay with this.
Very sexually.
She's an amazing voice actor.
Yes. Anyway, dude, I mean, like, Ghost in the Shell, it takes place in the future where robots and humans coexist.
Tachikoma.
To a point. And, like, it seems like a serious series, but they also add, like, the Tachikoma, which is, like, the cute little spider-like robots who are, like, supposed to be, like...
They're tanks.
They're tanks, but they're, like, cute
adorable tanks.
Tank. Yeah, they are. They're adorable.
And they act like little kids.
They have such great personalities.
Mm-hmm. And the filler episodes of the series, they don't make you want to kill yourself like some of the other series do.
And there's not like an overabundance of them; they place them well.
Mm-hmm. So far, like in America, there's two seasons: Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex, and then there's Ghost in the Shell,
second gig,
which is amazing because that one actually deals more with Major and her past.
Yeah.
And her sleeping with a little boy. These are facts.
Yeah, that was like one of the best scenes.
Sleeping I was like, Bato was like, God damn it, little boy, I could have had her.
No, the kid actually asked her, hey, do you ever have sex with that cybernetic body? And she deadpan turns to him and says, you want to find out? Swear to God, okay, actual dialogue.
And remember, remember, she's basically in nothing but her panties, too.
Yeah.
Yep. She had a towel on over her breast. Kinda.
I think that might have been a sheet, dear.
I think that was the bed well, sheet.
She was having all kinds of sex in the manga.
If you avoid that part, it's got a really good storyline, and the animation and music is just beyond amazing.
Yeah, I mean, any series that has music by Yoko Kanno is gonna be badass.
Yeah,
she's amazing. Yoko Kanno's amazing. Sorry.
Yes. I first saw the original movie Ghost in the Shell on Starz once again, and I was just I think this was junior high actually.
Oh, okay.
And I was absolutely memorized by the fact that she had to take her clothes off to go invisible.
I am okay with this.
I can't hear this. I haven't seen the movie yet.
It's the very beginning.
I still love watching that part.
I started watching it.
I gotta tell you what, they look better in HD.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Scientific fact, ladies, if you take off your clothes, you're invisible. No one can see you.
Yes.
That works.
Just like in Mystery Men.
I'll leave that one to you.
Just like in Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
What's actually interesting about the guy who made Ghost in the Show, he started out making hentai.
Yeah.
And Appleseed and Dominion Tank.
Appleseed's amazing.
Wait, he did all those?
Yeah, he did all those.
Well, I mean, like, dude, Appleseed was good. Like,
I love the animation in Appleseed. I, like, fell in love with it when I saw, trying to remember the name of which one it was.
I love it when an anime series, like, takes, like, 2D and then combines it with 3D to the point where you don't really notice it much, but it just works.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it because of friends, and when I started watching, I was like, oh, this thing is amazing! Why didn't I learn of this before? Such an idiot!
Which one, Appleseed or Ghost in the Shell?
Ghost in the Shell.
The Appleseed movie, there we go. I first saw that before I ever saw the anime.
Yeah, I saw that one on Starz, too. After high school, though. I think first year of college.
I think my brother brought home a DVD with it on it that his friend had given him.
Back to Ghost in the Shell, like, that is, I don't know, you must watch it, like, it's definitely
required reading.
Yes,
yeah.
I actually just finished the second season.
At least the movie's on there, I think the original, then the 2.0 one, and then what else?
It's just something you don't get tired of, really.
No.
It's just the characters in the actual story, I mean, the characters, you can actually connect with them. They're just not characters on the screen. You can personally connect with these guys.
Yeah.
Talking about filler episodes and about how they're done, do you remember the episode Poker Face Pan?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of the best episodes.
I love that episode. I had to resist seeing Lady Gaga while watching that episode.
Well, oh, luckily for us, it was before Lady Gaga even became Madonna. Wait.
Oh. Oh. No, somebody should make an AMV of that episode to Poker Face.
Yeah.
That'd be a terrible AMV. A very slow-paced episode because, you know, it's about the team sniper and how he joins up with Makoto and everybody, and it's a very slow pace because, you know, he's sitting there and picking off his would-be squad mates one by one, and would make a very good AMV, I don't think, especially the poker phase.
Yeah, you'd have to like speed it up and all sorts of stuff,
or just put it to Cartman's poker phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I also like,
oh,
like,
god.
What I also like, the whole crew, like, not the whole crew was not all cybernetic. Like, gosh, what was that one guy's name? Togusa.
The guy with the Togusa with the revolver.
Voiced by Crispin Freeman. So.
Yay, Crispin Freeman.
I mean, that is just, I don't know, they just had a good team dynamic. This whole story just flowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually probably going to go back and start from the first season again.
Well, I don't blame you. Watching it again.
And it's nice because they don't take a route like a lot of other animes do and kill off certain members of the squad.
Yeah, they keep them.
And the only thing I was disappointed with was the new Tachikomas. They were kind of not so cute anymore.
They weren't fun.
Yeah, they were like, yeah. But no, spoiler alert. Yeah, sorry, some of you haven't seen it. And sorry if I spoiled it a little.
Well,
plug your ears.
Filler-wise, I actually like the episode where you learn more about Motoko's past.
Yeah, that's a good episode, actually.
It was nice. They actually made movies out of both seasons where you could actually skip the filler and just watch
the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched those ones yet, though, but because I just finished watching the series and re-watching the first movie and 2.0 as well. So it just sucks that Solid State Society is actually not on an instant queue. So
it isn't?
No. That's DVD only.
Oh. Solid State Society is confusing if you've ever watched the original movie, because the bad guy in Solid State Society is also called the Puppet Master, but
I love
like the original movie and the series take place in different continuities.
Yeah, I think I have Solid State on DVD.
So another one we could say what we could tell people to watch is Devil May Cry, but Kuro might spend an hour talking about it. So we're gonna just skip over that one for now.
I don't have Faz anymore, I promise.
Oh, really? Can we trust you on that one?
Yes.
How much can we trust you?
Don't trust Wiley.
Enough.
Okay, man, another... What?
I got a list.
I've got another one, actually.
Desert Punk.
Oh, Desert Punk. Yeah.
I've started watching Desert Punk. Have any of you guys seen that one?
Yes.
I
started watching, I was like, oh, this one's gonna suck. And then, actually I ended up liking it. Especially this one part where, Desert Punk is trying to destroy a certain rock and Rain Dancer gets in the way. And if I remember correctly, it went something a little bit like this when Rain Dancer got cursed. There's a party in my pants and everybody's coming.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I've got to watch this.
It took a lot of liberties with that dub.
Yeah, I must have watched that part like 20 times.
I've definitely got to watch this then.
Yeah, definitely. It's on my list.
If you enjoy jokes where the main character is calling the main female character things like milk mounds, then you'll enjoy Desert Punk.
Yeah, it is a very relentless show.
Yeah, there's not really much of a story to it.
It's just like there.
It's kind of like Cowboy Bebop in the desert. Actually.
I love Cowboy Bebop.
just without the character deaths.
Okay.
Speaking of Cowboy Bebop, it's amazing.
Okay, were you gonna say something, Doctor?
I have like a list of stuff. I'm trying to do my best to try to sum it up as much as possible. Even though it says just season one, it's actually the whole series that's on here. Nana.
I haven't watched that one yet. I heard it's good.
Nana? I read the manga. I've read the manga.
It's actually one of the few good legit drama that is actually out there. Like, you know, just actual people drama kind of stuff. The quick sum up of the show, it's like pretty much two girls who were both named Nana meet each other, end up living together, and you kind of see their lives unfold and how one is kind of like a preppy kind of girl who is trying to find the right guy, and the other one who's trying to be a rock star. And it's a shot of estrogen right into the brain. It is so much great. It is.
I think we just found the name of this episode.
It is such a great show.
It is good.
I've never wanted a show so badly, what I'm surprised is that actually on Netflix they actually have the whole thing subtitled here.
They do.
Very, very, very good show. If you've not gotten a chance to, I have to start reading the manga because of it, because it doesn't finish the story because it's still going and the author is currently not on well. So that's.
Well, for me, the manga just started to drag on after a while. Like, I liked it, but the manga just started to drag on for me.
Well, it's just like, you're screaming at this girl. Like, no, don't do that, you stupid bitch!
Yeah, pretty much. That's what you're screaming the whole entire time. And you're like, not him, him. Oh, you...
No, I mean, like, yeah, it's a smart move. I understand. That makes sense. But damn it, I hate it. It's just like a pure soap opera. It is a pure soap opera.
You have to man this shit up.
Just without the corny actors.
No, it's
the what?
Por qué
María? I can actually throw that out my. Now this is a very underrated show, very underrated. And no. The one I'm about to say. It's the full title is Tetsuwan Birdie Decode, Birdie the Mighty Decode, however you want to call it. It's kind of a reimagining make thingy of like a OVA that came out a while back ago. This one it's done with a different animation. It's a different kind of, I guess, style. The way it's hard to really put it, but it's kind of the whole synopsis about it is there's this chick named Birdie she's kind of like an alien bounty hunter. She ends up crash landing on Earth trying to just catch a bounty. Nab someone. And
I think I've heard this plot line somewhere before.
She accidentally kills this kid in the process.
So
since it's gonna take a while for her to actually recover his body, she essentially kind of assimilates with him in a sense. So they're able to interswap each other in bodies. I mean, it's at first it's kind of, you know, it's funny sexual hilarity, but it's after a while it actually does become a really good. Kind of a really good action show, and it's done very well. It's probably the second season of the show is probably the strongest, and they have the whole thing on here apparently on Netflix.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
now does he change back, you know, with certain temperature water? How does that work?
No, she actually controls when she takes over his body.
Okay.
Yeah, because because his body got destroyed in like a giant explosion thing. So he can't physically she allows him to be able to use his body technically as like a temporary set, but she's technically in him, like they share.
That's what she said.
They share the same mind, if you will. It's interesting. It's a very interesting. I mean, it's at first it sounds a little comical, but then it actually becomes a little bit more kind of a really interesting short action show, and the animation is. It's different. I think it's a lot more. I guess dirty is probably the best way to do it, because there are times where the action is just very fast paced, but the animation that they use along with it just kind of it goes in this weird motion. I don't know how to describe it, but it's worth the look at.
This is also this other series that I want to suggest. It's actually sort of a popular manga here in America. It's School Rumble.
Oh yeah,
School
Rumble.
Yay.
Love it.
That is actually one of my favorite series. I've watched it a grand total of 3 times. I'm still waiting for the release season 3. So
wait, it's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on the Instant Queue. Seasons 1 and 2.
I'm so getting them.
I really want to get Netflix now.
It's basically a high school comedy drama. Mostly comedy, actually, with a little.
It's a lot of comedy.
Yeah,
but the characters, like, first you have Haruma, who's like the school's badass, everyone's afraid of him, but
he has a crush on the sweetest girl.
Mm-hmm. And technically Haruyama's not as bad as people make him out the seem. He's actually an aspiring manga artist, which he has to hide.
He's very good at it too.
Yeah, which he has to hide, which leads to a lot of misunderstandings.
Harima.
This isn't a misunderstanding show, isn't it? Where the show would be over in like 20 minutes if everybody just actually said what the hell they were thinking.
Unfortunately. And
it'd be over in 5 minutes if they did that.
Unfortunately, it stops at a certain point, and there's a good break in between the anime and the manga. And it gets to the point where, like, you just want it to end and it stops being a comedy.
Yeah, that's in the manga, though.
Yeah, but luckily it's saved in the anime, most of it. I think, if anything, the early seasons of it is actually really good fun.
Actually, at the end of the first season, they said, like, yeah, there's no more School Rumble. This is it. And then,
And then they had the short kind of break in between the two with the extra lessons.
No, extra lessons was just a rehash of, like, a couple episodes from season 1, actually.
Yeah, but it came in between the two seasons. So.
But the what I loved about when I started up the second season, it doesn't really look like School Rumble. It's this big old samurai fight.
Yeah, it's just.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like Haruma gets revealed as the main character, and Tenma's like, "Wait, why are you so and so, Haruma?" And then it turns to Kurosuma, who's just like. Miss Kamato. this is School Rumble. And then it goes into the epic theme song. But yeah, I really suggest that series. Like, it's a feel-good series, actually.
And just like in real life, there's just one of everything. There's the guy who just ignores the girl who loves him and focuses on food. There's the huge perv. There's the badass who isn't a badass. Everything.
And then there's the guy who's obsessed with the girl who thinks he's a creep.
Yeah.
Gotta love those.
Oh, and the sweet little girl has a sister.
I knew one that was on it, but I can't remember it anymore. Makes me sad now.
Was it Ghost Hunters?
No.
Or something like that.
Ghost Hound?
I know last month, because my friend has it, Cowboy Bebop was on it last month, but I don't know if
Sweeper Mikami.
Well, Cowboy Bebop's not an instant cube. The movie is, though. The movie.
The movie. The movie was, like, something I'd highly suggest, because it's entertaining.
Well, let's talk about the movie, because that is one of the movies that got me, that totally catapulted me into wasting my money on anime.
It's, like, the first anime I ever downloaded onto my laptop in, like, 7th grade. Because I was like, my brother introduced me to Cowboy Bebop, and I thought it was like the most amazing thing in the world, because I of course loved Ed, and Spike was just someone who I thought was like the coolest guy in the world.
That does have one of the best opening scenes the Cowboy Bebop movie does, where they're standing there in the convenience store.
Yeah, that was just...
It was just completely badass.
Yeah.
And again, the music, like...
Oh, it's brilliant.
And can I just go ahead and take a moment to tell everyone who is part of this weird subculture that thinks that Spike somehow... Spoiler! Wait for it. Didn't die at the end of the show. you're stupid. If you think for a moment he's not dead, I'm sorry. Get over it.
Yes, Sabo is dead. Wait.
Yeah. He will live on in our memories.
And our fan fiction.
Yes, yeah, and our fan fiction.
Geass, that would be a totally different argument right there.
Oh, yeah.
No,
definitely.
God damn it. That's the same argument. He's dead.
He's dead in that show as well.
Lelouch is dead. Is freaking dead.
Lelouch will live.
But yeah, you guys should definitely watch the movie, because the movie just, like, it's wow. Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a brilliant piece of work.
Let's see. Okay, here's a show. If you haven't seen Slayers.
Oh,
yes. Slayers. Oh, yes.
Slayers. I haven't seen that one yet. It's on my to watch list.
The entire Slayers series is just
with the exception of maybe Try.
No, Try. Well, it's a little kind of iffy.
The OVAs were great. I love the OVAs.
Yeah.
I don't think they're on here, sadly. It looks like just a TV series. This is...
You know, I could make an entire list of things that aren't on Netflix Instant Cube, but by God, really should be. Like, I was looking at... You mentioned Slayers. I'm like, I wonder if Record of Lodoss War is on there. Nope.
Is Brotherhood on there?
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. Brotherhood. Like
the first volume of it, I think. That's it.
Only the first volume?
Oh, they also had volume 2.
Yay,
so
Brotherhood.
First 26 episodes, I'm guessing.
So I'm going to just give you a list of other stuff you should watch before we move into the next segment, which is next part of the discussion, which is stuff you should not watch. Doctor can name stuff off his list. Like, you should watch Darker Than Black, Blood Plus. Like, yeah, definitely Blood Plus.
Oh yeah, I love Blood Plus.
I think Blood Plus was about 26 episodes too long, because towards the end of the first season, build up, left turn, filler,
yeah,
nothing gets resolved.
The early part of the show was actually fine, but yeah, I never continued on it because Sony decided to be really greedy.
In my opinion, I think that the last 26 episodes is a bit too much. I'd say maybe the last 20, because the first 6 and the second season were all right.
Yeah,
I actually liked the series. So that's my opinion. Though
we can agree to disagree.
Also, you should watch. You should actually watch the original Street Fighter 2 series. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the last one you should watch is The Gray Man. That's a pretty good one.
Okay. Here's a real list. Seirei no Morabito, or just Morabito. If you like Makoto, here's Makoto with a spear, and she's basically a mother. It's awesome. It really, really, legit. I don't know why they broke it up into different volumes, but it's well worth your time. It had a small run on Adult Swim, and no one watched it, sadly. It's a very underrated show. You should really watch it. The place promised in our early days, Makoto Shinkai, he's pretty much touted as probably the next Miyazaki. This is one of his movies that he actually made after he got really big and with an action production team. It's a little, it's a very love story kind of show, and that's kind of how most of his movies are. Kashurin Sins, if you have not watched this, it's well worth your time. The style is extremely different from most of the shows. It is very dark and very slow paced, but damn it, they hit you on the freaking face when it comes to good, legit action with some of this stuff. And the themes that's throughout the entire show, oh god, it's so much nice. And it's probably one of the best juxtaposition of a show, of an action scene that's happening in the middle of a song. Probably one of the best I've ever seen. Monster. If you have not heard of Monster, it is really good series. I forgot the dude's name. Urasawa? No, that's the guy who says, son of a bitch, I know his name, suddenly forgot it. There he goes, my freaking,
Hold on, I've got the box set right here in front of me.
Yeah, Urasawa.
Naoki Urasawa.
He's one of the better mangaka that is out there right now. If you haven't read Pluto, go read it as well. Monster, another one of his great show, great works. Also 20th Century Boys, and he's also doing Billy Bat right now in Japan. Monster is very psychological. It's a psychological thriller about like a kid who's clearly insane and trying to find who did. It's a very whodunit kind of stuff. If you're a fan of detective shows, really good stuff. I'm gonna say, because I'm an idiot, I love Full Metal Panic.
Yes, I see that one.
It's a love story disguised as a mech show. Very, very good stuff. When ADB brought it out, it's probably one of the better dubs I've seen. Really, it's fun, wacky kind of stuff with the school hijinks, but then it becomes a really good, awesome military robot show. They have the whole seasons. The original series, Full Metal Panic, is kind of like, I would say 60-40 military with high school, FOMOFA, which is all high school hilarity. Very, very fun, very fun series.
It's like a school rumble if the military was involved.
It's less wacky. FOMOFA is all wacky. It's all school rumble. And the second raid, which is the third OVA, is all kinds of military stuff that's happened.
Power level spiking, sorry.
Yeah, let me hit you with the remix, and I'll I'm trying to go for the not obvious ones on this one, so I think that's pretty much it. Gunsword is a show that I have promoted on my show. It is, if you wanted a mech show, this is Gunsword is what Code Geass was. It's essentially the prototype of Code Geass, but done better and with a better execution. I feel. It's weird to say that for those of fans of Code Geass, but it's by the same director and I believe the same scriptwriter who did it. But if he was less reined in on this one, probably one of the best villains I've ever met. I cannot explain him. It's basically it's Kill Bill Part 2 with mechs. And the last one I will do, because I feel like I'm gonna take over this entire show. History's strongest disciple, Kenichi the Mighty Disciple.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
If there was ever a show that is just like how a guy is just if there was ever an underdog story, I would never recommend anymore. And it was also tits. It would be this show.
Yeah.
I heard tits.
Yes.
Yeah. Tits and an underdog, you definitely want to get Kenichi.
Yeah, you get this show. It's actually a really well done shonen series about his kid, how he's kind of a wimp. He's trying to, he wants to get better. He ends up enrolling into the a dojo full of some of the best martial artists in the world, and he trains and is slowly throughout the course of the show he becomes more and more awesome. And it's some of the fights towards the end is pretty good.
And he doesn't have orange or yellow spiky hair.
Nope.
Oh no, he's really fun. He's a really fun character. The dub's actually done pretty well too.
And as previously stated, there are tons of tits.
Yeah, it's a lot of there's a lot of fan service, but it's more sprinkled than anything else. It's sometimes it's a little blatant, but other times I mean, well, the chick that he's kind of crushing on is the most bustiest girl I've ever met. But it's really really good show. And you already mentioned Chinese Batman already, so Doctor Doom Black, as I normally call it. So that's I feel like that's it because I'm trying to look at other stuff and it's stuff I would probably say for the next part.
Okay.
Do you need a breather, Doctor?
No, I can do this all day.
this podcast is about to get really, really real here in a minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because talking about shows to avoid, Doc brought up like top of the list, like not tippy top of the list, but like you know it's in the A tier.
Which one?
Casher and Sins. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Like okay. I agree with you, Doc, about the action. The action is really good. But the story. Oh my god, that's
slow.
The worst pile of shit I've ever seen.
The story itself is just like the world ends and the dude doesn't have any memories of the stuff. And
people think that if you eat him, yes, you'll somehow bring the world back.
Why
there
not?
There's no explanation.
The world is ruled by robots. Okay.
And rumors. I don't know how the fuck these rumors get spread because there aren't any fucking people.
I don't know either. That's the brilliance of the show.
Because robots now spread rumors.
Well, they're sentient. They have things and stuff. And Kashurin is the only, I guess, the most cleanest robot there is because everyone looks like shit. And he's apparently god awesome as far as strength is concerned. And for some reason, it's some weird rumor that apparently if you eat him, you're able to gain eternal life because he's the one that essentially started the robot apocalypse.
By killing someone who, spoiler, isn't actually dead.
Yeah, he killed the sun that was called the moon.
Which makes no fucking sense.
Wow.
If you could just compile the action scenes, you know how they did Dragon Ball Z Kai where they took out all the filler and broke it down as much as they could still keeping the story intact?
I can legitimately say there's so many episodes that are just like, I didn't need this.
Just take out all of the story of Kashurin Sen, every last bit of it, and just leave the fight scenes. Have no dialogue whatsoever. Just none of it. Just kick it all straight the fuck out. Because you don't need it, and you don't want it.
Another series I should suggest you should not watch is Master of Martial Arts.
Yes. Oh my god.
To put it shortly, the amount of tits in that show cannot possibly make up for the horrible dub and the crappy storyline.
I can tell. I watched this entire show.
I can tell you that I
feel sorry
had
for you,
no
Doctor.
Interest in this show until someone on Twitter was doing a live tweet of it, and I'm like, wow, this sounds really bad. And then they got to the last episode. It's only, what, five episodes long, I think?
Yes.
And that last episode, I watched it knowing nothing about the story, but that was a real mind fuck.
Yep. It's like essentially everyone who lost in, I mean, I'll just spoil the whole show right now. All the girls who lost in the show apparently got mentally raped and or physically.
It's like it's like a hentai that's on Netflix now.
Kinda.
You've got one girl who, you know, she sticks out her finger and this brainwashed woman starts going down on the finger. And I'm like, did that really just happen? Really really watching this?
Really watching it. And I mean, it's no surprise that obviously it's kind of like pseudo hentai or whoever directed the damn thing. It turns into you were thinking, okay, this is kind of like Ikitosin. I guess I get it. Yeah, chicks, their clothes explode. Okay, whatever. It's not even that well animated. Fine. But then it just goes to this weird, dark place at the very end. It's just like, okay.
If I wanted to see that, I'd watch Bible Black, which is a lot better.
You can pretty much react to every scene in that last episode the same way that Lil Jon does a song, just with yeah, what, okay, yeah, you know, and those are the only three words you need to describe anything that's happening in that. And Doc, you watch the whole thing, maybe you can explain this to me, because in the last episode the main character is being played off as like the most evil of evil women, like Hitler.
Yeah, she is Hitler, and she has to go. The last thing is her killing essentially a disabled girl.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Wow.
It's like apparently her best friend, who she thought was the one that needed the most defense, is actually the mastermind behind this whole revenge plot. And it's a mess.
Which I'm going to assume that there was no build up to, because the way that they described that is like, oh, you know, well, your father, you know, abused my mother, and really, we're half sisters. And then comes in and is like, no, that's not really how it happened. Your grandpa was the one who did all this stuff. And they're like, no, that can't possibly be true. But of course it is, because we just said it in like the last 10 minutes of a 5-episode show that I'm pretty sure serves no purpose other than to depress the ever living fuck out of anyone who ever bothers to watch it.
My bad, she wasn't disabled, but yeah, she was clearly crazy. It's a terrible fucking show. I watched the hell out of it. It was just like, wow, this is just it's something you just don't really get much of at all, because it's just like, how worth this show existed. It's just like, and I think the way that's, I don't know the way that Funimation really tried to pitch this show, as far as like, hey, there's a bunch of chicks and a bunch of girls that like, get their clothes off. Oh, snap. I don't know if they're – I'm sure people came in with that aspect. It was like, okay, chicks get naked in the show. I guess I'll watch it and pick it up. And they're like, oh, fuck, what the hell happened? What the hell just happened right at the end?
So you're saying this show is – should pay for these people's counseling.
Yeah,
they should pay for like three sessions of counseling.
There's another show out there, Popotan. Yeah, that.
Oh.
Good sized boobies. Again, bad voice acting. Like, I only got through the first episode, and I was just like, "What is the story in this?" There is no story.
So basically, you're saying it's just like you watch it for some of the features.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of shows that are terrible, so, you know, while we're waiting, Elfin Leeds on Netflix.
Yep. Elfin Leeds.
That show will depress you.
It definitely.
I love Vampire Wars is on here.
It is. Oh god.
I can only see Italia, a just because I don't like it.
I love Italia. Italia is awesome.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I tried to not mention it. I mean, it's a different audience, but yeah, it's cool. But it's like, best if I leave it like not said. And that's
I was not gonna touch Italia at all.
No offense, but Italia was ruined by the fan base.
It was better before the fan base totally killed it. But I like
it got murdered.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of tits, Sekirei.
Oh God.
This show has surprisingly good fighting occasionally. But it happens in probably like one episode. But after that, it's a lot of tits and nothing else.
So basically, only the people who would watch this are Pervs and Jiraiya.
Yep.
So you, Pain.
I only watched the first two episodes, actually.
So okay, I'm definitely going to check this show out with lowered expectations. And...
Yeah.
Well, Chrome, if I remember correctly, you like tits too.
So?
What's wrong with them?
There's nothing wrong with liking tits. Period.
No, it seems like there's a lot of shows that like try to go with a really, really perverted edge to it, and then they usually end up being really, really bad.
Yeah, it's a weird double-edged sword of just like you have to really, really sell yourself. I mean, I think Girls Brawl is a clear example where like they know this show is about you checking out these tits. And they go all out for it. And they don't care. They're just blatant about it. Like, we know, we're aware, we're promoted as a motherfucker. And I applaud that. And that's like, I don't mind that. And the dub's actually done very well. A surprisingly very good dub. I don't know how that happened. I don't know why I like this show. I shouldn't, but I do. Now, as far as Sacred Blacksmith is...
terrible.
Yeah. I thought going in, and it's, you know, okay, so this chick, she's a swordsman, and she's going to be awesome. Okay,
right.
That's what I'm doing. That's what you're thinking. First minute in, random thugs, just random lower class thugs beat her up, and she needs someone else to protect her, a guy.
And by someone else, we mean a man. She cannot do anything without a man. That is the story that Sacred Blacksmith wants to tell us, is that you need a man if you want to do something.
I was so willing to give the show a shot, and it was just, god damn it, like, I want to finish it, I just for the sake of finishing it, I want to finish it. Luckily, it's on mostly streaming here, so I can at least finish it, but it's just that little thing in my mind is like, she's not gonna win,
spoil it for you, Doc. It never gets better.
Son of a bitch.
Really, the hint should have been, and I should have realized this when I was watching it, the show is called The Sacred Blacksmith, but the Sacred Blacksmith is not the main character. The Sacred Blacksmith is the male character who always comes in and saves the main character. You can have a strong female lead,
but she always needs her tuxedo mask.
You can have a female lead who, you know, occasionally is in peril and needs saving, but you can't do both, and Sacred Blacksmith tries to do both.
Yeah, it's really tough. I mean, I'm also seeing on this thing Galraiser, which it was on that line of having like some really good strong female characters, because pretty much they only covers the two. Slightly gay, but it's kind of funny. The first episode is a gigantic bait and switch, because you're thinking, okay, we're gonna see these guys, they're gonna be fighting demons and stuff. Dude uses bike foo. Okay, that's awesome. And then everyone dies.
Oh, joy.
Everyone dies. You're really thinking, what? And this is the spoiler, and I hate doing that. But this is the episode one. You're like, what just happened? And then they continue, and then something else happens, and you're thinking, I don't know what's going on. And then they do a giant flashback. And the entire show is actually, I mean, the show is essentially supposed to be kind of like a prequel to the actual Galray manga. But I don't know why they decided to animate the prequel of this, but regardless, it's on that weird line of good and bad, because there's some elements of like just the surprise of this stuff, which I pretty much ruined it for you already, of some of the stuff as far as what's the deal and how did it get to this. It's done fine, I feel, probably a little bit. And it was like 12 episodes, I believe. And it's, if anything, it could have been like a good OVA series, probably shorter, but there are times where it just kind of really dragged. And it sucks. I really liked the show. I wanted to like the show a lot more than I did, but it's tough to like just recommend the show to people. And I mean, aside from just watching the first episode, if you tell people about the show, recommend them the first two episodes and then don't say anything else afterwards, and they'll be wondering what the hell's wrong with you.
And what show is this, Doc?
Which one is that? Agare Zero.
Okay, I think I've seen that. Netflix keeps trying to recommend that to me. Maybe Netflix needs to learn who I am a little bit. But again, Netflix doesn't have Evangelion, so how could it know?
Well, watch the first two episodes, and you understand what I'm talking about as far as like what actually happens. Because I mean, that's actually pretty cool action scenes that happens in the first two episodes, and then it suddenly turns into a different show. Like, it was, we were watching a show for 1 minute, and then at the last half hour, they decided to change it on you twice, actually.
My last suggestion of shows not to watch is Dead Leaves. That one was a kind of a trippy show. Like, I only got, like, through, like, the first half of the first episode, and it's just the animation just really, really, really bugged me about it.
It's got a very unorthodox style. I mean,
it's not exactly the best story. I mean, it's an okay just for the sake of... Here's a wacky freaking movie, but yeah, it's a very weird one.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I mean, I love Amanda Winley, but that is not the best thing that she's ever been in. So
yeah, that's basically what happens when you let Picasso draw anime.
I just saw some of the animation.
There's a dude with a drill wang, and I mean, that's fun. But
that's awesome.
Gives a little name to drilling your girl.
Let's see, I have more.
I'm pretty much out of suggestions for now, because I'm pretty much like most of the anime right now on Netflix.
Oh, you're wrong then. What you shouldn't like is Burst Angel.
Agreed. Is that one pretty bad?
It's generally uninteresting.
It's the problem with that show is, and this is something that it has happened occasionally, in dealing with specifically mech designers and artists, what they occasionally do is, they do actually some, if you watch the show, the mech design's actually done pretty well. To Gonzo's show, first of all, that's the first knock. But what normally, I guess, is kind of an unwritten rule is make sure that mech designers do not direct, because you have like Masami Yabari, who, God help him, they make some very funny, fun shows with dealing with mech shows, but it's just fucking bearable and hard to keep up with. Burst Angel specifically is a weird show, because it's about a cook who's never in the show, and it's mainly about these three chicks who are kind of like essentially bounty hunters. And the entire show is, if you see Joe, who is the flat-chested silent girl, I forgot the name of the chick who
is Meg,
who is constantly getting kidnapped every fucking episode, and it's always
Princess Toadstool.
She's constantly getting captured, and with every episode, you see her tits slightly get a little bit bigger. it's a very rinse repeat show, and it sucks. Really, it has one of the best opening songs I've ever heard in any show. If you've ever listened to it, it's a very catchy, awesome kind of jazzy song, and it should not have been used for this show. If there was ever an opening that made me want to watch a show, it was this show. But I had to watch the show to watch this opening.
You know what that reminds me of?
No.
Just to bring us back, Casher and Sins, because it has an excellent opening song. It has a great opening song.
It has a great opening song. The ending song, there's some of them are really good. The second ending song, if you get the single of it, the guy who sings it, he's a Japanese singer. The B track on that single is him doing, what was it? Son of a bitch. I just suddenly, he does Bohemian Rhapsody in acapella.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome.
If you ever want to hear a Japanese man singing Bohemian Rhapsody, I would recommend that single.
So, okay, this kind of wraps up our discussion. Chrome, do you have your segment ready?
Okay, guys, I hate to duck and run, but it's after midnight here, and I've got work in the morning.
Okay, John. So. Okay, one anime series or manga series that some people should watch or read. Like that's not on the instant queue Netflix or whatever. Like something that you just started reading or whatever that you just want other people to know about.
Let's see. I would go Gunsmith Cats for the reading. If you guys have never read the manga, you can get basically the whole series compiled into four omnibuses, and they also have Gunsmith Cats Burst available as well. That's a very fun show, a very easy manga to get other people into because it's set in the United States. It's set in Chicago.
Okay.
So there's no...
It's very adult, though. It has a very 80s look.
Yes, very very 90s, 80s look, which I enjoy, but I'm old school like that.
Mm-hmm.
What am I doing for the closing? Okay, sure. Hey, I'm John Robbins. I'm signing off. Be sure to check us out at chainsawbuffet.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and I'm on Google Plus on there somewhere. And also check out our friends over at gamemarks.com. That's MARX. They cover Xbox Live indie games, and they're good friends of ours, so be sure to check them out. Thanks, guys.
We love you, John.
We love you, too. Sorry about that, guys. Just got to do the work thing.
It's cool. We understand.
Yeah.
It was good talking to you guys, and let me know if you ever need me back on for anything.
Okay, sure. We definitely... Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, next time I'm in your place, I'll make sure to bring my Kishore and Sins Blu-rays.
Yeah, please do. We will have a lively discussion about
it. I would love it. I'm glad we have conflicting thoughts on it. Awesome.
Yeah, I still love you, Doc.
You're still awesome, John.
Just appreciate it. All right, guys. Well, take care and have a good night.
Okay. Bye. Okay, Chrome, you ready for your segment? Okay. And we're going to move on to our cosplay segment with Chrome-chan.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep it with the whole theme of the episode so far with tits.
Yay!
The manga series we're going to be looking at today is actually Ghost in the Shell. Thank you guys for talking about it a lot.
Yay!
No problem. We like the tits.
First off, is everyone okay with receiving pictures?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Cool. I can delete them if needed.
I'm actually going to start with one of Major then.
Yay!
There we go.
The file isn't available for me.
Yeah, all the extra stuff I can just edit out, so...
If you can get a screen print of the thing, you can just paste it into the message, and we can load it there.
I can send it to you personally.
Okay, let's continue.
There you go. All
right, well, I probably should wait for everyone to get it then.
Okay, I just
don't want to keep Doctor up all night. All
right, that's going to be the one. All right, well, the first picture is actually a really good cosplay of Major, who is one of the main characters of the series, actually.
Mm.
And This is actually discussion, so feel free to talk about it too if you want.
It is good.
It's okay. It's opening up. Oh, nope, didn't open up.
It's an interesting one. I like what they did with it.
Yeah, I like it. She needs less clothing on now.
Indeed, she does. What's
coming later? I'm trying to start out with family-friendly pictures.
Oh, please, yeah.
We'll have to cosplay Deviants later.
Yeah, I really like this cosplay. It's actually very well done.
Oh, I know the second person. Sorry.
So continue.
Yeah, I feel really retarded though, because I'm not sure which outfit this either season or movie is from.
I think it's like the first movie, isn't it?
No, it's the first season.
Oh, okay. That was close.
Yeah, I'm gonna have
the second outfit isn't. It is like season 2 then.
Yeah, second out. Well, we're not there yet.
I know.
But, yeah, I guess well, I guess a good thing to say is that I should have started off with this actually. For the whole cosplay section that we're going to be going through, there's no such thing as a bad cosplayer, so just keep that in mind.
I beg to differ.
There are some scary people, but
certain cosplays don't work for certain people.
Yeah, we know that. We know that with my Hiei cosplay, and we know that with my tranny Kenshin cosplay.
Oh gosh, that reminds me of my actual cosplay. The wig did not agree.
If no one minds, can we go through and actually rate the image?
Yes. Yes.
Scale of 1 to 10.
So the first image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I rate it about a 7. It could be better, I guess.
Yeah, 7. I'd prefer a different wig, but it's nice. It's really nice. 7.5. There we go.
Doctor, what do you rate it? Okay. we're rating the images. Did you receive the images?
I did not, and now I did. Okay, there we go. Which ones?
We're rating the first image, the,
Oh, the very wiry one?
Yes.
Yeah. I need to rate it?
Yes.
1 to 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the lowest, I'd give it a good 3.
Oh, well, I was thinking 10 the highest.
Yeah.
I do that differently with mine, so...
He's like Zetsu.
Yes, he is.
I leave Zetsu alone.
So a 7, there.
Okay, so another 7.
Oh, 7.
Panda, what do you rate it?
7 could be better.
Nathan? Sorry. Charlie?
I'd rate it a 7, too. I mean, I may be new to cosplay, but even I know it could be better.
And last but not least, Chrome.
Gonna have to stick between 6.5 to 7. Wigs always do it for me, is why.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out the hard way.
Yeah. The wigs are what gets you in my book.
Okay, and the one with the next one is
Your next image is of Major and Togusa actually at SAC Anime. So if anyone actually knows the cosplayers, it's a possibility.
I do!
California, like that one.
The Major is her... I'm trying to find the DA name, not... her regular name.
Let's move on.
Oh, her DA name is Crush My Velvet.
Yeah, I actually text her.
Cool. Maybe you can tell her we're actually talking about her image. So yeah, what do you guys think of the... Well, not I guess I can't say the pairing, but the cosplayers in general.
I actually give this one an 8. It's like the best Motoko, one of the best Motokos I've seen, and that's actually a pretty good... Togusa. Is it Togusa or Kogusa?
Togusa.
Togusa? Then again, he's the only Togusa cosplayer I've ever seen, so I'm going to give it about an 8.
Yeah. I love the Major cosplay. The only thing that's ever bugged me with Crush My Velvet's outfit is sometimes her wig is off, but otherwise I really like this outfit, so I'm going to give it like an 8.5.
I will share that.
Panda?
I'll give it an 8. Yeah.
Okay. And Sheen?
7.5.
All right. Well, I give it an 8, too. Yeah. It's an 8. Okay. you'll have the next one. Yes. The next image is of Major Bakel and Seichel. Not sure where this is actually taken, though. I know it's at a convention.
Same cosplayer.
Yeah, that looks like her.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, the wig looks the same. Same with the outfit.
Well, I definitely don't know who Bato and Saito are, then.
Yeah, the convention looks familiar, I just can't remember.
That actually might be SAC anime also.
Probably. The eyes.
For this picture, I'd probably give it about a 5.
The lighting's not very
good. The lighting, and the Saito could be a little bit better. He's not carrying a sniper rifle, he should be carrying a sniper rifle.
I don't think they'd let him in with it.
Airsoft.
True.
And the Bato is pretty good, but I mean, like, they got the two guns that they use. Like, usually they usually use the P90s, so they got that part wrong. But
we're getting technical on this motherfucker.
Yeah. But the major cosplayer, she's pretty good though. So yeah. It's about a 6 in my book.
Yeah, I probably can't. I cannot say much. The picture probably didn't really do it justice, so...
No, the picture didn't do it much justice.
So I feel like... I feel wrong to saying either or.
Yeah. Huh? I'm not sure what to give it, because if it was, like, a different picture quality, I bet it'd look better. But, yeah.
Probably. This honestly looks like someone took it with a cell phone or something.
Yeah. I think someone did.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, because the lighting usually gets caught, like, It's not the greatest quality in the world, and the lighting's picked up weird, which cell phones usually do. Mm-hmm. Let's look at this other photo.
Alright, Panda?
I think of it as 6 as well.
And Sheen?
I'd say that because of the lighting, it's only a 5.5. If they had better lighting, it'd probably be somewhere around a 7.
And our next picture is another picture of Saito, since Payne was getting technical about his weapon. This one actually does have a sniper rifle.
Handmade, you could tell.
I'll be right back.
Lens flare.
Photoshopped so much, you can tell.
I might give this a 5. I mean, like.
Okay.
You can definitely tell it's photoshopped.
Yeah.
Maybe the background is natural. I'm not sure.
His eyes.
His eyes kind of, it's shot kind of, bit. Yeah,
well,
it should actually,
pictures aren't shot.
My cosplay pictures?
Mine aren't.
Y'all see how those go.
Hey, mine are good.
Check out, they're on DA, check them out. It's the one where I'm pushing Toby around in a shopping cart.
Oh, I love that one, that one's hilarious.
The gun is actually pretty cool, it's nice to see, it's like, it's a handmade prop. The hair is actually kind of bugging me though, like, because it's not exactly correct, because the hair that Saito has is more like a ranger cut, so...
Maybe he doesn't have the right hair for it?
Or any.
Or any hair, yeah. I don't think this guy has enough hair.
As far as cosplay goes, it could be better, but it's actually pretty good for a character that's not really cosplayed that much.
Yeah.
The thing that really, really bugs me is the background.
Yeah, the background doesn't look natural.
It looks really... What did I do? Really weird. Sorry, things are going weird on my laptop.
The background looks both photoshopped and natural.
It's strange.
Like, yeah.
You just can't tell.
What is this?
I think it's just...
I thought it was like a Counter-Strike mod all of a sudden, and I wasn't sure what the hell this was.
Yeah, I think it's just edited to a point where it just starts to make the background look too different. Like, because you can tell from, like, if you look at his lower side, it's not, you can tell it's not, like, cut in there, but everywhere else it just looks weird. So, yeah. I think it's just from the effects.
Yeah, if anything, it kind of just harms it in general, as far as, like, Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
Alright, what is... Oh, hello.
What's the rating for everybody?
Go on, Chroma. Go ahead.
No. Go.
I give it a 10. excuse me, I need to get a tissue to mop up the blood that just flew out of my nose.
We talk about that picture after.
Oh, wait.
There's two more.
What?
I like that picture.
The ones.
Hello.
I mean, panda. That panda scent. That one needs to be talked about.
You're welcome.
Wait. Panda. That one. Oh, panda did.
Ditto.
Well, it's too late. We're gonna talk about this one now. Yeah, I give it a 10 and loss of blood.
Okay, so ignoring the boy, the back piece on her neck just bugs me a bit. But yeah.
It's a flat ass, alright.
It looks cool though.
I wasn't even looking at her head.
I know.
I said her ass.
That's what girls are good for. We're not always gonna look at the butt.
Well, aside from being a pervert, I like the gun, okay?
I know, the gun is awesome.
The wig's pretty good, too.
Yeah, the wig's pretty good. It's a bit bright for me, but it's really good.
Doctor, what do you rate it?
I don't know. I can't really see much with it, but I guess 9?
Yeah, I give it a 9.
Panda, what do you rate it?
Fame!
Mm-hmm.
Get a tissue.
Quickly, he needs to run to the bathroom and get the tissue.
Oh, okay, I'm back. Yeah, what do you rate it, Panda?
10.
What do you rate it, Nathan?
It's 1 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
13.
Oh, you would.
Okay, let's move on to the last one. Before we all die, before me and Nathan die from blood loss.
He's making a funny face in this one.
Okay, Crumb, go. It's Amber, it's your segment. You're running it.
I know.
He is making
Panda,
a funny face.
It.
Sorry, I just wanted to say that one. That one was funny.
No, more.
The last
stop.
Picture is of Bato and... Yeah, go on from there.
It looks like he's constipated. I'm sorry.
It does.
It looks like he's like, yeah, I'm just like, oh joy, that face is just adorable, isn't it? But yeah, like Justin says, good job on the come back, the C-26.
Mm-hmm. He looks like he's extremely, extremely pissed.
Yes.
And constipated.
It's like, God, I'm pissed. I gotta take a shit.
Yeah, thank you for that insight again.
Yes, thank you.
Boy. Actually, I give this actually a... I'm gonna give it a 9 because this is the best Bato cosplayer I have seen so far.
Definitely, really good cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the face.
Despite the face. And his hair a bit. His hair bugs me a bit. But yeah, I give it a 9.
I'll go with that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the gun's a little plasticky, but it's cool.
I agree with Justin. I want to know how they did the eyes. Looks cool. Prosthetics.
Maybe those are like swimming goggles. I don't know.
They could be. Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, sorry. I gave her a 9.
Sheen?
I'd give her a 9. As previously stated, the hair does kind of look a little off. Other than that, it's really good.
Some reason I always thought he's bald, even though I know he's not.
He just seems like the bald type of guy.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Well, if you think about it, his hair, doesn't it look flesh-colored?
Yeah, well, sorta. It's more white than flesh-colored.
Like sorta, kinda, a little, not really.
I finally just got that folder, that thing of the Laughing Man you just sent, Panda.
Okay, so, are you done, Chrome?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna need to turn it over to me then.
Alright, now it goes back to Pain.
Okay, this is pretty much going to wrap up our episode, the first episode of Fan Vibe. But before we leave, we actually want to
each of the members is going to recommend an anime or manga that they think you should check out. Doctor?
Okay. Now, this is something that was actually on Netflix, and I just managed to somehow miss because I'm an idiot.
Cashing Sins?
No. I mentioned it. Princess Tutu.
Oh, Princess Tutu!
Yes. If you ever want to see a ballerina pretty much fight people with ballet, it's really good. It's a mixture of all kinds of different fairy tales kind of muddled together, how like, you know, like Ugly Duckling and a bunch of other stuff. It's a very well done, I guess, magical girl series. I don't even know how to call it. Very, very beautifully done animation. The music, it's very classical music that you're going to hear throughout the entire show. If you're a fan of that, really good. And overall, really good story. It's kind of funny at times, a little annoying with some of the side characters, but it's actually really done very well. I would wholeheartedly recommend Princess Tutu. And as I mentioned, it's on Netflix streaming. You can watch the whole thing there.
Justin actually recommends Magical Schoolgirl Syndrome anime. Is that an actual series?
I think that's just a type.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a type.
Justin, what do you suggest? Typing. And Justin, Justin recommends Samurai 7. That one's actually on the Netflix Instant Queue too. So,
if you have the Funimation channel, it's also on there still, I think.
And so be sure to check it out. Cloud?
I'm going to recommend Scrapped Princess. It's one I watched a while back, and it's actually not bad. I think they have it out on DVD, too, but it's a really interesting thing once you get like into it. It starts off a bit slow, but it's really good.
Panda?
I recommend Aono Exorcist, aka Blue Exorcist, just came out for the anime. Manga's been out for quite a little while. It's really getting popular and it's really, really good, so I highly recommend it.
Charlie Sheen?
I would honestly suggest this one's an old one, Outlaw Star.
Ooh. Chrome?
I recommend yet another older anime series, Lupin the Third.
Ooh, good one.
And one I'm gonna recommend for this episode is actually I'm gonna recommend two because I'm like stuck between these two series. First one is Durarara. I mean that. Yes. I spent 3 days with Panda and her sister and Naruto Konoha Corner, and I was forced to watch it, and unfortunately I fell in love with that series, so thank you guys.
You're welcome.
And also for manga, actually I have to suggest Yatsuba. Like, if you've read Azumanga Daioh, it's actually by the same author.
I love Azumanga Daioh. And
this series, the Yatsuba series, is that it's just a
pick me up
feel good series. Like there's no story to it. It's just like if you're depressed,
You don't smile while reading this manga, something is wrong
you
with
suck. You. Yes. Yeah, it's so adorable.
Yeah, whenever I'm depressed, I read and I feel better. I'm just like, I'm nothing. So so this basically wraps up our episode for the Fan Vibe podcast. Well, I'm Payne and thank you for checking us out, and we hope you stay on for the ride.
That's what she said.
Okay. I'm Doctor. You can find my show over at SSAApodcast.com. I run the Asperger's MA podcast, among other podcasts that you think best if you just go to SSAPodcast.com. Pretty much find most of my stuff from there.
I'm Cloud. It was awesome doing this. It's like... you're totally fun.
I'm Panda. I will eat your brains if you don't come back.
No.
Yeah.
Toby needs to eat them first.
Ha.
I'm Charlie Sheen and winning. Duh.
I'm Chrome and remember to poke all dead bodies extra hard with a stick.
And remember, if you want to send us fan mail or have a question for any of the staff or crew, send an email to fanvibepodcasts@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.